The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
In the last episode of the Hawk Chronicles.
What do you mean, silence her for good?
She is of no use to us now.
What are you doing with that Glock?
Let you go, partner. I'm a double agent.
Agent Hawk to Central Command.
Agent Hawk, is everything okay?
Yeah, we're both okay.
Agent Barnes was made aware of your temporary disappearance.
Kim, what's up?
I just wanted to let you know that Ginger just contacted me and Kate checked in finally.
So what was the deal?
Well, Kate told Ginger that her and Sword shut down their comms to avoid tracking by Rage and that they were in close surveillance.
I have designed fake modules to go onto each firing platform. I have managed to include everything we need to make a high explosive charge in the materials listed I gave Wi-Fi. These modules would be powerful bombs that will totally destroy the platform satellites.
There is a small relay that will go on the roof, sending the signal to this receiver. This tower will become a lightning rod for destruction.
Wei Wang, you are under arrest for the attempted murder of Guan Guo and crimes against humanity.
You will not live to see morning, Kate Hawk.
And now, episode 72, Tower Power.
All of you will soon be gone.
What do you mean we'll be gone by morning? Is that when Rage plans to attack?
It may be tomorrow, it may be today. It may be next week or next month. You will not know the day of reckoning, Miss Hawk. One word from me and neither one of you will see the sun rise.
Where I am taking you, you won't get that one word. Right now, I encourage you to exercise your right to keep quiet.
Looks like your ride's arrived, courtesy of the Stockholm Police Department.
Stockholm Police? What do they have on me?
How about breaking and entering for a start?
There's also conspiracy to commit an act of terrorism.
Ha! That is one I would like to see you testify in court against me. Yes, Your Honor, I can prove Ms. Wong was preparing for an alien invasion by rebels against the Galactic Empire. Yes, Your Honor, I said aliens. Little gray men with alien eyes.
Take her away.
She's one of them! She's one of them!
You know, she has a point, Soren. Do you have enough to hold her?
I'm sure the tower officials here did not authorize the installation of all this equipment. I can have one of our embedded IDF tech experts verify that this equipment is a receiving unit to deliver a signal to trigger high explosives.
What about the rest of her people?
I'm familiar with her inner circle. I can round them up with no problems. Perhaps we can get one of them to talk.
Just check their teeth before you talk to them.
Their teeth? Oh yeah, their teeth for cyanide capsules. Yes, I'll be sure to do that.
As far as I know, she's the only live suspect we have. I'm sure she'd have no hesitation to take her own life before giving up any secrets.
Don't worry, we have her on suicide watch.
So do you think she was serious about us not seeing morning?
I know her inner circle quite well. They wouldn't hesitate to take us out. We have to get to them first. They won't suspect anything until she fails to show up this evening. Just to be safe, don't go back to your hotel tonight. I will cancel your reservation and you can stay in the safe house until we close this out.
What about my things at the hotel?
I'll have Anna pick up your things and take care of the bill. There's no need to take any chances right now. I'm going to go to the police station and oversee her booking. They are going to leave an officer here to watch these things until our tech people can get here.
What do you want me to do in the meantime?
Let me check. Yes, there's a bus arriving in 4 minutes. It will be bus number 52. Do you remember the stop?
Yes. Are you going to call headquarters?
You make the initial call when you get back to the safe house. I don't want to risk her people intercepting my call. I'll be there in a couple of hours, and then we can work on a plan to round up the rest of her gang.
You summoned me, Nicola?
Yes, we are prepared to test the particle beam.
Very well. Master, we're ready for the second test.
Stand by, Zokar. The test site is on my monitor. You may proceed when ready.
Proceed with your test, and I want to see better results this time.
Each result, no matter the outcome, brings us closer to a working solution. Professor, are we ready with guidance?
We are ready. All systems are nominal for firing. Target site locked on. All conditions are within accepted parameters.
Initialize power to 35%. Confirm you are locked on to retarget tower.
Initializing power. Positive reading. Climbing to a 10%. All indicators are green up to 25%. Power fluctuating nominal. Transformers online. 35 power. Target tower locked in.
Our initial test will be at 50% power.
Master, the first test firing will be at 50%.
Very well. Put me on all the channels.
All channels are open. The Supreme Controller is with us.
Proceed with your experiment.
Take power to 50% and hold.
Powering up to 50%. 40. 45. 50%.
Clear the target area.
Target tower clear.
Proceed with countdown.
Activate in 3, 2, 1. The tower has power.
Activate the two light banks.
Light banks activated. Power is on. Lights are coming up. The power is steady. All system nominal.
Well, here is the true test. We'll see if your copper was truly well defined. Take it to 100%.
Increasing power to maximum power. 100% capacity. All systems are green.
Activate all four light banks.
Nikola, please, this has been your life's work. You do all the honors.
Thank you, Professor. Light banks on.
Most excellent, Nikola.
Yes, we are pleased. We must now ready ourselves for the great experiment, so that your world may receive free power from anywhere on your planet.
There is much to do and to discuss before we make such a leap in science. Let us first analyze our data, and then we can speak of our next step.
Very well, Zokar. Provide them with what they need. We will speak soon. We cannot delay any further.
Yes, Master. You heard the Supreme Controller. We cannot delay any further. Gather and analyze your data and be prepared to discuss the next phase as soon as possible.
There is something that disturbs both of us that must be addressed.
And what exactly is that?
Nikola and I are concerned about how you will approach Earth with this.
When I was taken, space travel was a thing of pure science fiction. I know that our planet has progressed much since my time, but...
But what?
You can't just arrive in Earth orbit and disperse satellites around our planet and not expect great fear and panic.
This is true. The arrival of alien life forms, no matter what benefits they might bring, will bring chaos to Earth.
We have taken all of this into consideration. We will seek private audiences with all of the world's leaders. We have people in place to begin the process. When they're receiving free, unlimited power, all fears will subside.
I'm afraid your assessment is far too simple, Zokar. Aliens firing in particle beam to Earth's surface is a frightening prospect.
Your concerns are well-founded, but we have taken all of this into consideration and are prepared to deal with it. Now get that data analyzed and back to us as soon as possible.
Yeah, so I thought we were going to get updates on Agent Hawk's sweet investigation.
Apparently there hasn't been any progress.
Or they're not telling us something. It's been a couple of days. There has to have been some progress.
I understand that she was off the grid for a while, but did check in. Evidently, there was nothing new to report. Well, we can't worry about that. All we can do is continue our investigation of Kuo and Wong's activities.
I understand that the Chinese delegation in Washington is getting very restless. If this Professor Lin kidnapping isn't resolved soon, we could have a pretty sticky situation on our hands. Unless Kate can track down Wong, we're at a dead end.
Maybe not. We might have just gotten a break.
What do you have?
The dry cleaner that Officer Mac and I interviewed just called. Mac. You remember telling them about our suspicions that Wong was involved in some unlawful activities at the restaurant, right?
Yeah, along with the kidnapping of a prominent Chinese professor.
Well, someone just dropped off some dry cleaning, and she found a curious note in one of his pockets.
What kind of note?
She said it looked like a fortune from a cookie, except it didn't make any sense. Instead of your typical fortune or Chinese proverb, there was just a series of numbers.
Yeah, some of those fortunes will give you lucky numbers to play in the lottery.
There aren't enough numbers for that. Besides, there was no fortune, just numbers.
All right, you two head back to the cleaners and find out who this customer is. Let's see if we can track him down and get to the bottom of this.
I'm sure the feds will want to know this new information.
Well, if this leads to anything important, we'll get them involved.
Has anyone heard from Agent Hawk?
We were just talking about that before you got here. She did check in with her office. Either she didn't have any insignificant update, or the feds aren't sharing it with us. The best thing we can do is follow up on this lead. If there are any new developments, I know Hawk will contact us.
This is Agent Hawk on Secure Comm.
Go ahead, Agent Hawk. I have you loud and clear.
I need to brief Pierman.
Stand by. I'll get him on the line for you.
Standing by.
Secure Comm line is up. Go ahead, Mr. Pierman.
So, I hope this means good news.
Wong is in custody. Soren turned her over to the Stockholm police. They'll hold her until our governments have had a chance to iron out who gets her first.
That's great news. Job well done, Agent Hawk. Obviously, your undercover work with Soren paid off.
And obviously, I was left out of the loop again by your people.
Left out of what loop?
I was kidnapped again and chained to a wall, just like in Denmark.
Kidnapped? By whom?
I find it a little hard to believe that you would send me on a mission with one of your operatives and not know that he was a double agent.
Soren, a double agent?
Yes, Soren. He shoved me into a van with Wong. They took me to an abandoned factory and chained me to a wall. Soren came later to shoot me under the orders of Wong. That's when he told me he was acting as a spy. Tell me, Pierman, do you have any other agents I'll be working with who aren't who they say they are? First Nelson, then Wagner, and now Soren.
I can assure you that I was totally unaware of this.
Your brother knew.
I am not my brother. As I've told you before, I am not privy to all matters of security. Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine. But the next time you send me on a mission, I'm taking more than a tube of knockout lipstick or just an assurance that I'll be perfectly safe.
I understand how you feel right now, Agent, but we must proceed with this case. Was Soren able to gather good intel on Rage's intentions?
Yeah. They plan on using local communication towers, outfitted with special receivers. Evidently, they're planning on using some sort of energy beam from space to detonate these towers, knocking out all of our wireless capabilities.
But there are millions of these towers all over the world.
It looks like they'll concentrate on main hubs for the internet, and the main TV towers followed by radio. I'm guessing their first target will be all satellites, putting us back into the 1950s without the landline.
Just knocking out our satellites alone will nearly cripple our ability to communicate.
Half the people I know won't be able to find their way back home without GPS. I guess Jim's prediction might not be such a conspiracy theory after all. Contact him and my father and let him know I'm fine and I'll be wrapping up here soon.
I'll take care of it. I'll also contact O'Neill and get the U.S. government officially involved, since Wong is your main suspect in the Lin kidnapping. Once she is in our hands, we'll get our embedded IDF personnel to interrogate her.
What about your office here? Can't they question her?
With this Soren double agent business, I'm not sure who I can trust there.
I think that's the most sensible thing you've said yet.
I'll get Ginger to coordinate a STIP transfer for you as soon as possible.
Hold off on that. I'm waiting for Soren to return. There's a possibility we might be able to question Wong. Plus, her people don't know yet that she's been captured. When they do know, they'll be coming after us. And I'm not about to run from a fight.
These Rage henchmen are nothing to be taken lightly.
Believe me, I know that as well as anyone. Or have you forgotten about my little adventure aboard the Potomac? I'll notify you when we're ready for extraction.
Very well, Agent Hawk. Headquarters out.
Once again, I found it hard to believe that Pierman didn't know anything. He knew about Nelson and kept me in the dark about that. The more I worked with the IDF, the less I trusted them. Soren contacted me and gave me some bus numbers to make my way over to the Stockholm police station where Wong was being held. The TV station pressed charges against her for trespassing and tampering with their equipment. Somebody at the State Department pulled some strings, and we were allowed to question her. It was a stroke of pure luck that the local officer assigned to accompany us was an IDF plant. Wong wasn't very happy to see us.
Aw, look at the traitor and his little girlfriend.
You don't look happy to see us.
I was sure my people would have taken care of you by now.
To kill the snake, you must cut off its head. Your people will scatter without their leader. We will soon have most of them in custody.
I was a fool to trust you, Soren.
And yet you trust Rage.
Yes, yes, I trust Rage. They have given me everything I have asked for. Soon the invasion will begin, and I will be free, and you will be their prisoners.
Your mission has failed. The tower will not be ready for them. They will soon learn of your failure, and failure is not an option with Rage. Your fate is sealed.
No, this is not so. I am a valued ally to Rage.
Your value is only good when you deliver what they want. You failed, so your value is nothing.
You lie!
I know all of your people. We sent IDF agents to your number two. While they were there, they intercepted this message. We received your message that the dragon is down. I'm guessing that means that your mission has failed. It goes on to say, slay the dragon.
You lie!
Let me guess, Ms. Wong. You're the dragon.
My number two is faithful to me. He would die for me, not kill me.
Did you know that your number two dyes his hair?
So? He is vain and is covering up his gray hair. What does that have to do with anything?
His hair isn't gray.
Let me guess. Blue.
You're crazy. No one has blue hair.
On Honga they do.
What? What are you saying?
Honga is a planet in the same system as Letumas, the home planet of Rage.
And Hongans are ruthless mercenaries who answer to whomever pays them the most. Believe me, he'll kill you without a moment of hesitation.
Perhaps, Agent Hawk. We don't really have enough evidence to hold Miss Wong.
That would be terrible, Agent Soren. That would mean we'd have to let her go.
Even though her number two is in custody, Hongans never work alone.
I'm sure they'd be eager to slay the dragon. Especially if it involved a payday.
You, in the corner. Do you hear what these idiots are saying? Aliens and dragons. Do you hear? Why are you smiling? Are you crazy too?
No, Miss Wong. He is not crazy. He works for me. Agent Hawk and I are with the Intergalactic Defense Force. And as officers of the IDF, we hereby charge you with treason and planning attacks of terrorism. As soon as the local police are done with your processing, you will belong to us.
Five p.m., punctual as always, Agent Nelson.
What's the latest?
Kate checked in. Wong has been captured and is in custody. The local Stockholm police have her. They've charged her with trespassing and tampering with their equipment.
So, how did Kate take the news that Soren was a double agent?
I'm afraid I've misled her somewhat. I told her I was unaware of that fact.
You mean you lied to her?
A tactical necessity. I didn't want her dwelling on the fact that we put her in a dangerous situation. She needed a clear head to finish this investigation.
Are you familiar with the tale of the Pied Piper?
Yes, I am aware of the expression. Time to pay the piper. The decision to keep Agent Hawk in the dark about Soren's double identity was not mine to make. I am just following orders.
Maybe you should study this world's history. That expression was used before and didn't help anyone. Has Horace been notified?
All he knows is that Wong has been apprehended and everyone is safe. I have also notified Homeland Security that a prime suspect in the Lin kidnapping has been captured and to begin extradition proceedings.
Good luck with that. I'm sure Stockholm Police Department will want a prosecutor, not to mention the IDF's European division.
In due time. We will have our answers soon.
If she's still alive by then.
Is the Baltimore PD still pursuing leads on Wong?
First thing tomorrow morning, me and Mac are going to the dry cleaner she used. We might have a lead on a man they were passing notes to in the restaurant.
Very well. Keep me posted.
I will. And oh, before you see Kate, make sure you wear a lot of extra padding back there.
Why is that, Agent Nelson?
Because by the time she's through with you, you will not have much left there.
You summoned us, Lord Zokar.
What is the status of the project?
As promised, we have studied the data. All systems worked flawlessly.
Most excellent. The Supreme Controller will be pleased. What is the status on the satellites?
They have all been programmed to receive a tracking guidance to the selected towers on Earth. But we are concerned.
What is your concern?
Many of these towers are communications towers, not power lines.
Our engineers on the ground have planned for this. The added power will feed back into the grid system. there will be so much surplus electricity that the main power stations will shut down, and your dream of free electricity will be realized.
But how is this possible?
Yes, how can this engineering be done when you have yet to make contact with Earth?
You both have been here for some time. We've been busy on Earth making contact with world leaders. Your general populace is unaware of our presence there. Your leaders realize that if we can do this, many of their world's problems will be solved.
This seems to be happening all too quickly. We have barely tested the system.
It worked fine.
Fine for a small-scale test, but we don't know what it will do on such a large scale.
And we have not fully tested the guidance system for Earth orbit.
You managed to target a satellite in our orbit and hit the tower, did you not?
Yes, but again, it was on a small scale.
Gentlemen, do I need to remind you that our planet will soon die if we do not perfect the system? There is no time.
So, if it fails, then your planet will be safe until you could find another test planet.
It will not fail. I have faith in you, Nikola. Professor, you will accompany us to Earth orbit for the deployment of the satellites and the firing of the particle beam. We leave in 12 of your Earth hours.
I must protest this. It is much too soon.
The Supreme Controller has spoken. It is so.
But...
We shall do it. He will be ready.
You shall stay here. If we encounter any problems, you will troubleshoot the problem. There will be a 2 Earth day delay in transmissions, so time is of the essence. Dagmar, with me, now.
Yes, my lord.
I'm taking Professor Lin with me. You will remain with Nikola. If you do not hear from us in 3 Earth days after our departure, then you will terminate him.
Yes, my lord. What of his equipment?
Leave it as it is. We know that it works. Have our scientists go over it thoroughly and look for any signs of sabotage.
We will be thorough, my lord.
I understand your confusion, Professor.
Let me say it again. We are not already. I am not already. The software has not been fully tested. If we wanted to destroy the satellites, we cannot be sure that my fail-safe system will even work.
I am well aware of that.
Yet you plan to continue.
We must continue. Lister will not stop, so we must stop him.
I will be in Earth orbit, and you will be here. There's a 2-day delay in communication. How will we coordinate any plan you might have?
I will exploit their weakness. Lister is obsessed with time, just as I am. You will have a strict timetable in place for the deployment of the satellites and the firing of the proton ray. I will insist on being provided that timeline so that you will be able to properly program your computers.
And how does this help us?
We will predetermine the exact time to destroy the satellites. I will destroy the mechanism at the same time. The majority of their forces will either be near Earth to witness the event or departing to invade. I believe in the days to follow, when all communications on Earth are down, they will attack.
Nikola, you know what will happen when we destroy these satellites.
Yes, my friend. We will sacrifice ourselves for the whole of humanity.
Will Nikola's plan work? Will Kate and Soren get any useful information from Wong? Will Nelson and Mac find any clues to lead them to the mysterious man in the restaurant? Find out in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Tally-Ho.